problem here is that who cares what his opinion is? Our opinions do not rise to the level of Christian doctrine. What our foibles are, our preferences, or our thoughts, or our theological speculations have no bearing on what God has revealed in his word and what the faith once delivered to the saints is. And how anybody would think that because Rob Bell has an opinion of this kind, that somehow we need to then, as Christians, listen to him, basically does a very interesting thing. It makes it so that Jesus is no longer the Lord of the church, but Rob Bell is, or the culture is, or your opinions are, and not Jesus Christ. And that's the primary problem with what he said and this entire approach that people are taking when it comes to trying to decide what the church should believe, teach, and confess in this early part of the 21st century.